For our GeoQuiz today, we want to know where apples originated thousands of years ago. Scientists point to a Central Asian mountain range. It's located in a region where Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and China all come together. Now, we're hoping this Central Asian mountain range, where the first wild apples are said to have grown, is right on the tip of your tongue, because the answer's just seconds away. See? Who better than an apple expert, a pomologist, to help us with the answer today? Kevin Hauser specializes in warm climate apples at his nursery in Southern California, and he travels around the world helping farmers plant apple orchards. He says the story of the modern apple begins in Central Asia.
The large sweet apples that you see in the market are not native to the United States, nor are they native to Europe. They're native to the Tian Shan mountain range in Kazakhstan, on the borders of Kazakhstan with few of the other countries around there, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Sichuan region of China, Russian Caucasus, and Turkey is the native range for the apples.
So how did these apples get from Kazakhstan to here? What was the route they traveled?
They started traveling by selection by animals. The animals would be attracted to the largest, sweetest one, and they'd eat the apples, and the seeds were able to pass through their gut and out the digestive system intact and sprout. And so as the animals would travel, they'd spread the apples themselves.
A different kind of Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, and the animals would be looking for the nice, sweet, large ones. And so those are the ones that got passed on along. Later on, the Kazakhstan Mountains are on the Silk Road that passes Central Asia there on to China and also into Europe and North America, and so it would make its way farther to the west. Marauding hordes did their parts to spread the apples. And, of course, the Romans loved apples, and wherever they traveled on their conquest, they would find local apples there and bring them back to Italy and also spread them to the farther parts of their empire.
So how did they get then from Rome and the Old World to the New World?
Well, when the first settlers came over the United States, then the colonies, they brought their best varieties from Europe with them.
And that's how they spread around the United States, you know, east,
yes,
west, north, south?
Yes. The only way to propagate these trees is by cloning them, which is what we call grafting. You take a cutting off one tree and you graft it onto another tree. And so it's pretty much a piece of the same tree, only growing in a different place. By 1900, there's about 2,000 nurseries with a 24 million tree inventory.
All right. So now, one of the very interesting things that you do, Kevin, along with gathering stories about various apples through history, you've actually been planting seeds literally overseas in Africa. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I live in a hot climate. I live in Southern California. This is the middle of citrus country. We have orange groves all around us, and it's not apple country. It's a very hot climate. I started focusing more on the warm climate apples, and somebody approached me, a group called Apples for Africa, who was looking into being able to grow apples for widows groups, because traditional agriculture there is very labor intensive. You have ladies hoeing an acre field with just a hoe and planting very shallow rooted crops like beans, corn, or cassava that's affected very badly by drought. And so they wanted something that could be more profitable for them, easier to be established. And I thought that we'd be able to improve the varieties that they're growing over there for better color, longer keeping abilities, because they, of course, don't have refrigeration in most places, better flavor, and better disease resistance. And so we've been taking the best varieties that we've grown here in our heat, and we've been exporting those to test orchards there in Uganda, some in Zambia, and we've been sending them on to Rwanda also. It's been about 3 years now, so they're starting to pick the first apples, and they're out of their minds with excitement.
And you knew the potential of apples over there. Tell us what you mean.
They have apples in the store. They're very expensive. They're about $1 a piece, and they're usually a red delicious from either South Africa or China, and the quality's terrible on them. And so I thought that if they can grow these, then it'd be a high-value crop. And indeed, the farms that have been growing apples in Uganda and in Ethiopia, the first harvest that a farmer gets, he's able to send his kid off to university. There's a lot of risks. Here in the United States, we're worried about deer and squirrels getting to your apples. There, they're worried about orangutans getting into them, and they got termites from hell that could just devastate a tree if it gets into it. And so there's a lot of challenges there. In fact, we were wondering, you know, I wonder how far away an elephant can smell an apple orchard. You know, you're worrying about your deer-proof fence. How would you like to try to keep the elephants out? And so, yeah, there's challenges with it. Anytime you start growing a new crop in an area, they should be prepared for 100% loss. But there's also great reward in it.
I know, by the way, you have a particular apple with you right now.
This is a Black Oxford. It's a native to Maine. It has a black color like you'd expect. And this is one that we are going to try shipping over to the tropics to see how it does. And here's how it sounds.
Kevin Hauser, who grows apples at the Cuffle Creek Apple Nursery in Southern California. Really nice to speak to you. Thank you.
This is really good. I wish you could have some.
Me too. For now, though, let's congratulate our GeoText winners, Tristan in Arlington, Virginia, Hewan in Berkeley Lake, Georgia, and Christine in San Clemente, California. They all name the Tian Shan Mountain Range as the ancestral home of the modern apple. If you'd like to be in our next GeoTexting game, just text GeoQuiz, one word, 269-866.